by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah. Even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine. Even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine. And the sun will rise and shine.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Musaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله. Viewers of Madani Channel, welcome to Arise and Shine. Those of you that are familiar with watching any of our Dawat Islami programs, Alhamdulillah, on Madani Channel, we always try and give you blessings of reciting through the park. And I'm going to give you a very, very short one today, inshallah azwajal. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that whenever you recite salat upon me, your salat reaches me. So whenever you recite durud e pak upon the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, think to yourself that the Prophet of Allah, the mercy to all mankind, is listening to the durud e pak that you have recited. So please make a habit of reciting durud e pak upon the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today, the topic that we are going to discuss, my viewers of Madani Channel, inshallah, we'll introduce the topic after we have the talawat of the day, inshallah. So please stay tuned to Madani Channel, stay tuned to our Rise and Shine program, and listen to the talawat of the day. Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah azza wa jalla. Viewers of Madani Channel, you're watching Arise and Shine. What a great way to rise and shine in the morning by reciting Durood-e Pak upon the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then listening to the tilawat of the Quran. If only could we make a habit that not only do we listen to the tilawat on a daily basis, we rise and shine by reciting Quran-e Pak in our homes as well. So please make a habit of this. With regards to what we want to talk about today, viewers and Muslim channel, we want to talk about something that is very, very beautiful in our religion. Alhamdulillah, the religion of Islam teaches us and guides us how to respect our elders and our youngers as well. And each of everybody is given a status. And with regards to our elders, be it our parents, be it our elder siblings, be it those people that have status, be it those people that have knowledge, we are taught in our religion to give them the respect and the status that they are due. And in Islam, that is such a beautiful thing that we are taught to respect these people. And today we're going to be talking about respecting our elders, insha'Allah. And before we go to the naat of the day, I want to give you some beautiful sayings of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam says, and this probably will sum up what we're going to talk about today. The whole topic of today will be summed up by these two hadiths, insha'Allah. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, honor and respect the elders and have mercy upon the young ones. You will attain my company in paradise. Allahu Akbar. And we are told here in this beautiful hadith that not only respect the elders, respect those that have status, respect those that have knowledge, but also have mercy on the young ones as well. In another beautiful hadith, insha'Allah, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, engage in large your gatherings. I make space for a scholar due to his knowledge, for an elderly person due to his age, and for a ruler due to his status. Meaning that when these people come into your gatherings, give them status. You know, give them status. And this is, inshallah, what we will discuss today, insha'Allah, azawajal. But before we continue on this topic, inshallah, which I think is very, very important, especially in current times, we'll discuss, inshallah. We're going to now listen to the naat of the day. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala, ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Salli ala nabiyyina. Salli ala Muhammadin. Salli ala shafiyyina. Salli ala Muhammadin. Salli ala kadimina. Salli ala Muhammadin. Salli ala shafiyina. Salli ala Oh. دب گے شگبت ہا تیرا لگی سرتا ہی دگی مانگنے والا تیرا اور تیرے ٹکڑوں حقیقت کتنی ایک میں کیا میرے سیاہ کی حقیقت کتنی مجھ سے سولہ کیوں کافی ہے اشارہ
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Viewers of Muslim Channel, today on Rise and Shine, we wanted to talk about something that I think is very, very important with all of us, especially the youngsters, unfortunately. And I use the word unfortunately because it seems to affect that youngster. And this is respecting our elders. And when we talk about elders, we're not just talking about those elders that are older than us. You know, some people think that elders are those people that are older than us. Elders are those people that are older than us in status as well. So if a person has more knowledge than us, then he is classed as our elder, and we should respect him as such. If a person has a higher rank than us, then we should respect him as such. But obviously, those elders, especially those relatives, especially those parents, obviously, we should give them the respect that they are due. There's a beautiful incident that is mentioned in one of the books of Amir al-Sunnah. He mentions in the Oceanic Dome a beautiful incident in which there's a person called Sayyidina Abu Yazid Bistami Rahmatullahi Ta'ala. And one day, What happened in the middle of the night, towards the end of the night? His mother said to him, Beta, you know, can you get me some water? And it was a very cold night. So the son went and got the water and brought it back to his mother. And when he came there, his mother had fallen asleep. So the thought came to his mind that, you know, what happens if my mother wakes up? Maybe she's not in a deep sleep. Maybe she'll wake up now. Maybe she'll want that glass of water. So he decided to stand there. He stood there and stood there, and he ended up standing there all night. And what happened was, because maybe his hand moved a little bit, some of the water came out of the glass and ran down the side of the glass. And because it was cold, that water turned to ice, and his finger stuck to the glass as well. Allahu Akbar. So now he's in this position where he's there all night waiting for his mother in case she wants some water. And eventually she woke up and he gave her the glass. Yeah, and when he gave her the glass, the skin came off his finger, and the skin started, obviously he started to bleed. And his mother said to him, my son, what is this? What are you doing? And he narrated the whole story that, mother, you asked for water, and I came here, and I stood here thinking that you will wake up, and now that you've woke up, I've given you the water. And she could see the blood was running down her son's fingers because of the fact that he stood there all night, and the finger had frozen to the cup. And the mother gave a beautiful dua, and I pray that everybody that is watching this is able to get this dua from these parents, and they'll realize how important this dua is. The mother said, oh Allah Azza wa Jal, I'm pleased with him. You also be pleased with him. Allahu Akbar. And you know, they say that the duas of the parents are accepted, and we need to get these good duas from our parents. But how many of us, you know, how many of us don't get duas? How many of us, you know, I don't feel that a lot of the parents, very, very few people will give bad dua for the children, but how many of us hurt the feelings of our parents? How many of us do not give the respect that is due to our parents? How many of us hurt their feelings and don't speak to them in a proper decorum? And this is again very, very important. Even in Islam, we are told how to speak to our parents. You know, there was a person I once met, and he said to me he was approximately, I think he was 40 plus. I think he was 40 plus. And he said to me that, I do not know the color of the eyes of my father. And I said to him, why? And he said, whenever I'm in front of my father, I would lower my gaze. And if I would speak to him, I would speak to him in low, lowered gaze. I would never look at him directly in the eye, you know, and look at him and, you know, I would speak to him in respect, I would look down. And this is the respect and decorum that is due to our parents as well. Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Quran, I'm going to give you this beautiful ayat of the Quran, Surah Bani Israel, ayat 23-24, translation from Kanzul Iman. And train parents with goodness. If one of them or both of them reach old age in front of you, do not even say uff to them, and do not scold them, and speak to them with words of respect, and spread for them the arms of humbleness with a soft heart, and request humbly that, O my Lord, have mercy on them both, just as they brought me up in my childhood. Allahu Akbar. Viewers of Mother Child, from this we can see that it's obligatory upon us. It's obligatory upon us. Yes, it's obligatory upon us. In the same way, viewers of Mother Child, that you are fasting in the month of Ramadan, you're praying five times a day. Why are you praying? Why are you fasting? Why? Because it's obligatory upon you. In the same way, it is obligatory upon you to respect your parents. It is obligatory upon you to look after your parents. It is obligatory upon you to speak to them with a certain amount of decorum and respect. And in the ayat of the Quran, we are told, don't even speak uff to them. Nowadays, you know, when mom tells us to do something, we're tutting, yeah? So that's the example of that. At that time, maybe they said uff, but now it's tut. You know, whenever our mother says do something, whenever our mother tells us, whenever our father says go here, whenever our father says sit down, this is the way that we, you know, we shouldn't be like this. We should be humble in front of our parents. We should respect our parents. And we should have this decorum in front of our parents as well. And the status that they have been given has been given to them by Allah Azza wa Jalla, that they are their parents. So viewers of Mother Channel, inshallah, we're going to have the reminder of the day, inshallah Azza wa Jalla. Please stay tuned and stay with us, inshallah. And we're going to carry on talking about the respect that we should have for our elders. Not only the respect that we have for our elders, i.e. our parents, but also other elders in the community as well. So please stay tuned. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madni Channel, Allah Azza wa Jal, the merciful, the most kind, the master of the Day of Judgment, has prepared the eternal everlasting blessings of Jannah for believers and his obedient bondmen in the hereafter. We need to understand for whom are these magnificent blessings of Jannah are destined. Those believers who continue carrying out virtuous deeds throughout their lives have received the glad tidings of Jannah. As it is stated in Surah An-Nisa, ayah number 124 and juz number 5. Translation from the glorious Kunzul Iman: whoever does virtuous deeds, whether man or woman, and is a Muslim, will admit to paradise and they will not be wronged a bit. Commentating on the blessed ayah, Alama Mufti Ahmed Yar Khan Naimi Rahmatullah Ta'ala Alayh has stated, whichever human, man or woman, if he or she does good deeds according to his or her ability and is a true believer with correct belief, then he or she would be rewarded with the entry into Jannah after the Day of Judgment. The level of Jannah that one would get will be according to one's deeds. No one will be oppressed, even to a slightest bit. As one who deserves a higher level, his level is reduced and is granted a lower level without any reason. Such injustice will not take place at all. My sweet viewers of Madni Channel, look how merciful our Lord is. Look how kind Allah Azza wa Jal is. He gave us Islam. He gave us the way to go to Jannah. He showed us, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed us the way to go to Jannah. He showed us how to love our Creator. But remember, it says in the Holy Quran, ones that believe and do good works will be admitted to Jannah. We believe, we say we believe, we admit we believe, but do we do any good works? If we are Muslims and we do good work, then we will enter Jannah, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Do we read our Salah? This is good work, because it's farz. Do we pay zakat? Do we fast in the month of Ramadan? Do we go to Hajj if we can afford it? These are the faraid that we need to be, that need to be done. But extra work is the thing that will take us to Jannah. Things like reading Nawafil, reading Tahajjud, going on Madni Dora, doing Halkas at Fajr time, going and doing Dars in the Masjid, doing Chok Dars, filling out our Madni Anamat, going on Kafla, reading the Quran daily, and being nice with people, not backbiting, not hurting anyone's feeling, not lying, not committing any kind of sin. My dear viewers of Madni Channel, if we can do this, then inshallah Azza wa Jal, our Lord will be pleased with us, and we will inshallah by His grace and the wasila of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will enter Jannah.
By the grace of Allah. By the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Viewers of Madrini Channel, that was the daily reminder of the day. And you're watching Arise and Shine, and alhamdulillah, every day you will have a daily reminder. Viewers of Madrini Channel, today we've been talking about respecting our elders. And before the break, we talked about the fact that how to respect the mother and how we respect them and give them the decorum that they are due. And, you know, you hear a lot about respecting the mother and the status of the mother, especially if you watch Madrini Channel or you travel with the brothers or go to the weekly Ijtama and travel in the Madani Kaflas. But very little is said about the status of the father. And the father is also a very important part of the family, and the father is also given a status in Islam. And what happens is, because sometimes what happens, we neglect the parent, the father, because we think to ourselves, well, he's not in the home, he's not there, and so we concentrate on the status of the mother. But we should, yes, we should give the status to the mother, but at the same time, we are taught that there is a great status as well for the father as well. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the pleasure of Allah azza wa jal lies in the pleasure of the father. If you want to please Allah azza wa jal, you need to have the pleasure of your father as well. And the hadith goes on to say that the displeasure of Allah azza wa jal lies in the displeasure of your father as well. Allahu Akbar. So just think about this is the, you know, we're given the criterion in Islam, we're given the recipe in Islam that if you want to please Allah azza wa jal, make sure you please your father. If unfortunately you displease your father, think to yourself that you are at this moment in time displeasing Allah Azza wa Jal as well. In another hadith, we are told that obeying your father is obeying Allah Azza wa Jal, and disobeying your father is disobeying Allah Azza wa Jal. Allahu Akbar. In another beautiful hadith, and all of the hadiths are beautiful, alhamdulillah, all the hadiths are beautiful, but we can take so much from them if only we listen to the hadith. These is, again, we're talking about the beauty of Islam earlier on, that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given us guidance for every single aspect in our lives. You know, this is the beauty of Islam, that whatever aspect in your life you wish to talk about, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given us guidance. How to be with your wives, how to be with your parents, how to be with your children, how to be with your neighbors, how to be part of the community, how to be a trader, how to be a businessman, how to live your whole life. And that is the beauty of Islam, that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is just a perfect example for us, that he's given us the guidance for every single situation in our life. If only we study his character, if only we study his life, if only we study his hadith and find how we should live our life, then inshallah we would all live our life in perfect harmony as well. The third hadith with regards to the father, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the father is the middle door amongst the doors of Jannah. If you want, you may lose it. And if you want, you may protect it. Allahu Akbar. Viewers of Madrini Channel, you're watching Rise and Shine, and from these three beautiful hadiths, it gives us the status of our father and how, you know, it is important that we respect our parents. But nowadays, unfortunately, there's so many incidents of people that aren't respecting their parents. And again, we'll come back to parents now, that they do not respect their parents, and the mothers and fathers are crying. The mothers and fathers are left in a state because, you know, they won't even sit down as a family with them and eat the food with them. I'm not going to eat that food, that rubbish food that you met. I'm not going to eat that, you know, curry and roti. I'm going to go out and have a takeaway. And so the whole family breaks down with that same child that used to be, you know, looked after and, you know, in young age. And now when he's grown up, he doesn't care about his parents. The other day I was talking with a Mubalik of Dar Islami, and he said to me that, you know, one day his son wasn't feeling well. And he said that, you know, me and my wife, we were sat there, and I was massaging his legs and his feet, and my wife was pressing the child's head. And the thought came to my mind that, you know what, when I was little, my mother and father must have done this for me as well. And yes, they will have. And now, if as a result of that, when your mother and father are getting old, when your mother and father are getting weak, when your mother and father cannot do the things that they did for you previously, how are you going to treat them? How are you going to treat them? What are you going to do with them? Are you going to give them the respect that they are due, or are, Allah forbid, are you not going to neglect them? Are you going to make them live in an old people's home? Yes, viewers of Mother Channel, unfortunately this is happening, that some people are sending their parents into old people's homes. And it's a state of the society today that, you know, I think Nigrani Shura said and Amir al-Sunnah have said many, many times that, you know, that one mother and one father can look after seven children. But seven children cannot look after one mother or one father. And so the mother and the father, if they don't go to an old people home, then they're effectively shoveled from one house to another house, that, oh, it's your turn now, you look after her. It's your turn now, you look after her. You know, and that's not the way it should be. But alhamdulillah, there are those households as well. I've seen those households as well, that, you know, that the children fight with each other. Not with who has to take the father next, who has to take the mother next. The children fight with him. No, my mum's going to stay with me. My mum is staying with me. I'm looking after him. She's not staying with you. She's happy with me. My dad's happy with me. I'm staying with him. And the children will fight with each other. That, no, it's my turn now. No, it's my turn now. And I pray to Allah that we would become like this, that we'll respect our parents and we look after our parents and give our parents the time that is due to them. If only, if only, if only. Because, you know, what happens is, viewers of Mani Channel, is that, and I can speak from experience with this as well, that when you lose one of your parents, or when you lose both of your parents, yeah, then all of those regrets will come. Yeah. No matter how much you have done for your parents, you'll feel a sense of regret. You'll feel that maybe I could have done more. But that is those people that have a sense of regret of maybe they could have done more. What about those unfortunate people that disrespected their parents? What about those unfortunate people that give pain to their parents? What about those unfortunate people that their parents have died in old people's homes? You know, just to give you one incident of an old people's home. I lived once in an area where basically on one side of the road I was living, and on the other side of home of the road there was an old people's home. And one day I remember literally 11 o'clock at night, 12 o'clock at night, there was banging at the door, banging at my front door. And you know, when that happens at night, you panic. You think, you know, what's happening here? Maybe there's people outside that are drunk. Maybe there's a, I don't know what's happening. So I woke up, I was half asleep. I came downstairs and I was panicking a little bit, thinking to me, what's happening? Who's banging the door and everything? And I shouted through the door, who is it? Who is it? And a person, he replied with his voice. And I recognized him. He was this old person that had been in the old people's home. And I opened the door and he was crying. He was in tears and he came in. I invited him into the house. I sat him down. I gave him a cup of tea and calmed him down and asked him what was happening. And he said, oh, you don't know. They don't look after me over there. They do this and do this. I'm not saying all old people's homes are like this. No, I'm not saying that. But in this particular case, he was very, very upset. So I said to him that, you know, where are your children? Do you not have any children? He said, oh, yeah, I have some children. I said, where do they live? And he mentioned one child that lived about 200 miles away, 300 miles away. So it's understandable that obviously that child he never met, you know, very regularly. But what saddened me is he mentioned one of his children that lived literally 400 yards, maybe 500 yards from the old people's home. And I said to him, did your son visit you? And he said to me, no, I go and visit my son. And I thought to myself that, you know what, I can see how this person struggles to walk. And I can't really get up now and get out of my seat and show you how he used to walk. But literally he would. And it wasn't even a full step that he was taking. And he would make them small steps. And I remember one day he was walking on the road. And I gathered from it after this that he was walking to go and see his son. And I stopped him and I said, do you want a lift? He said, no, I need the exercise. And I went, did whatever chores I had to do, come back, and he's still walking down that road. And I looked at him and I thought, you know, ya Allah, is this what society is becoming now? That we're not looking after our parents and we don't even give them that amount of time. Yes, we have busy lifestyles. Yes, we have everything to do. Yes, we have our jobs and we have our careers and we have all of these things to do. But surely we should be able to find time to give our parents, find time to give our parents the respect that they are due. And it's sad that this is what we've become. You know, like I said earlier on, that a mother and father can look after seven children, but seven children can't look after one mother and one father. Viewers of Mother Channel, you're watching Rise and Shine, and one of the segments every day is we have a daily hadith. And inshallah, we're going to go to the daily hadith of the day, inshallah, azawajal. So please stay tuned because we have so much to talk about. And I hope and I pray that viewers of Mother Channel, we learn something about the respect that we need to do, and we make a change in our lives as well. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Rise and Shine, inshallah azawajal, in today's daily hadith, we will hear of a few beautiful traits that we also implement in our daily lives, inshallah ta'ala. Sayyidina Mu'az ibn Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, ittaqillah haythuma kunta wa atbi'is sayyi'atil hasanata tahmuha. That have taqwa, fear Allah azza wa jal wherever you may be, and follow up a bad deed with a good deed which will wipe out the former bad deed. وَخَالِكِ النَّاسَ بِخُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ, and behave well towards the people. So in this hadith, three things have been mentioned. Firstly, taqwa. Taqwa, which means to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to protect oneself from the severe punishment of Allah ta'ala. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, and who also defines taqwa as fearing Allah, adhering to His commandments, being content with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed one with, and getting ready for the day of judgment. So taqwa is one of the most comprehensive aspects of Islam, one could say. The second piece of advice given by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to follow up a bad deed with a good deed. Yani if one unfortunately ends up committing a sin, then he should immediately perform tawbah, he should repent and then revert to good deeds. And then subhanallah, the third piece of advice from the most well-natured individual ever, none other than Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is to behave well towards the people by coming across to them with a good code of conduct and not harming them in any way. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to ponder over this beautiful hadith and implement it in our lives so that we too can attain the blessings of both worlds. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our viewers of Madani Channel, you're watching Arise and Shine. We're talking about respecting our elders and the respect that we need to give them. There's a beautiful an incident that I want to quickly mention to you. Sayyidina Anas bin Malik has narrated that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the young person who respects an elderly person due to his age, in exchange of it, Allah azza wa jal increases his dignity through someone else. You know, when I was reading that, I was thinking to myself that, yeah, it's true that you respect those people who respect elders. If someone is known within the community that he respects elders and gives them their time and everything, people respect them. People respect. I remember once that, you know, when I used to go to, when my father was alive, we used to go and perform Salatul Jummah together. And we used to go to a masjid. And when we came out the masjid, there was a couple of people that were probably my age. And they'd always come up and meet my father. Uncle, assalamu alaikum, how are you? Are you okay? Nice to see you, uncle. Not seen you for a long time. This and that and everything. And they used to inquire about him. And you know, that used to please my father so much. And what I was, them youngsters, their fathers who had passed away previously, they were known to my father. But it made my father so happy. And I remember that every time that happened, you know, on the way home, my father would do dua for them and say, mashallah, they're good kids, they respect the elders, they give izzat and everything. And he used to do dua for them. You know, and when I read that hadith, I thought to myself, yes, you know, that if our elders give us the dua, then inshallah our status will be increased and our dignity will be increased and people respect those people who respect the elders as well. So we need, you know, if you want to attain the pleasure of Allah azza wa jalla, you want to attain the status. And the other thing that comes to my mind, viewers of Madani Channel, that then people that took time out after Salatul Jummah, as we were coming out and going to our cars, that came up and met my father and inquired about my father, how long did it take them? Maybe a minute, maybe 2 minutes, yeah. But think about it, that for that 1 minute, that 2 minute, that they got the du'as of an elder, they put happiness into the heart of a Muslim, my father. But not only that, they put happiness in my heart as well, because obviously they were making my father happy. And obviously, whoever makes my father happy is making me happy. So that act of them coming up to my father, giving them salam, asking about them, uncle, how are you? Are you okay? Is your health okay? Mashallah, you're looking good, Uncle Ji. Take care. Look after yourself, Uncle Ji. Remember us in your du'as, Uncle Ji. And, you know, them sort of things obviously made me happy, obviously. So these are, you know, if you want to attain all of these blessings, then what did it take? 1 minute? 2 minutes? Viewers of Mother Channel, if you meet an elder, then ask him. Ask him, Chacha Ji, Taya Ji, Baba Ji, you know, kaise ho, how are you? Are you okay? Is there anything I can do for you? Is everything okay? Yeah? And what will that do? One, he'll be happy. He'll be happy that you've met him, that you've given him this time. Yeah? And if, for example, you can say things to him that remind him of some things that he did when he was younger, again, that will make him happy. I remember, you know, again, I'm talking from personal, my taya, may Allah Azawajal bless him, he passed away. He used to be a tailor. And I remember that someone, youngsters met him, and they said to him, Taiji, do you remember that when we were younger, we wanted to play cricket, yeah? And we couldn't afford the white trousers to play cricket. You sewed us white trousers for us so that we could play cricket. And a smile came to my taya's face, and they were happy, and he was happy. And so it made him happy. And think little things like that, if only we took a time and sat down with our elders. And we don't even have to, I say sit down, we don't even have to sit down with them. Whenever you meet them at the masjid, on the street, wherever you meet them, inquire about them and help them. If you see them doing anything, uncle, do you need any help? Do you need anything? I'll do it for you, inshallah. You know, that you see them carrying any bags. Why are you carrying bags, uncle? Mahuna, I'll carry the bags for you. Where are you going, uncle? Offer them a lift, take them, drop them off. Yeah? And they'll get the respect. I remember again on that, I remember many times my father used to, he had a car at home, but my father used to go for a walk. And he used to come back and he'd be so happy that he'd say to me, oh, but I was walking down the road, yeah, and someone stopped the car and they said, oh, uncle, what are you doing walking? I'll take you. And then I'd walk another 100 yards and someone would stop and say, uncle, why are you walking? I'd take you. And he'd come home so happy. Yeah? And I thought to myself that them people that did it, may Allah Azawajal bless them, may Allah Azawajal reward them. But what did it take? It took a few moments, viewers of Mother Channel, just a few moments to give respect to the elders, give happiness to the elders, put happiness in their hearts. And my father, he was like buzzing all day on that happiness. And he'd come home and he'd tell me about it. And obviously then I would be happy. And me and my father would then do dua for them people. So this is, again, something that we are taught in Islam. And it doesn't cost anything. You know, how much did it cost? How many pounds did it cost? Dollars did it cost? Rupees did it cost? Rand did it cost? It doesn't cost you anything. All right, it costs you a bit of time. But how much time? Yeah? So these elders in the society, we need to give them the respect that is due to them. And our parents, yeah, they have to give them more respect. You know, and sometimes in this society we say that, oh, you know what? I'm not going to give him the time or the place. I'm not going to respect him. Why? Because he doesn't respect me. Yeah, he doesn't give my respect that is due to me, so why should I respect him? When it comes to your parents, no. That statement doesn't work now. No. You need to rub that out. Your parents, you must respect them. If they have disrespected you, if they're not giving you your right, whatever has happened, they've annoyed you or whatever they have done, that maybe you feel you have been done wrong. Maybe you feel that your parents have done wrong to you. And I'm not here to defend them actions. No, I'm not here to defend them actions. But what I'm here to do is to say to you that you must respect your parents. And it is very important that we learn to respect their parents. And today what I want to also talk about is respecting other people as well. Respecting other elders as well. And I mentioned them elders that we meet on the street or in the masjid or whatever. Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Azam, he had a student, Sayyidina Yusuf bin Khalid Basri, who was a student of him. And he was going to Basra, and Imam Azam, he gave him some advice. And I would like to share the advice with you today. He said to him that when you enter Basra, people will greet you. They will come to you and they will uphold you. They will recognize your status that you rightly deserve. Yeah? And they will respect you. But you should respect them in view of their status. Dignify the noble people. Honor the people with knowledge. Respect the elders and be affectionate towards the young ones. Allahu Akbar. Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Azam, is giving this advice to his student that when you go, yeah, people will recognize you. People will give you respect, but at the same time, O student of mine, you need to give them the status as well. You need to give them the respect as well. You need to give them the izzat, the honor that they are due as well. And he mentioned all the categories, those that have rank, those that have knowledge, those that are elders, all of these people need to be given the status as well. Viewers of Mother Channel, we're watching Arise and Shine. And alhamdulillah, our technical team has brought out a package with regards to one of our departments of Dawud Islami. And I'll say something about the department afterwards, but let's just watch this package, inshaAllah. And you'll learn about just one of the departments of Dawud Islami. And we now, alhamdulillah, there are more than 107 departments that are active around the world. This particular department that we are going to watch right now, I'm not going to introduce it, you're going to watch it yourself. This department that I'm going to introduce right now is also very, very active here in the UK as well. So stay tuned to Rise and Shine, inshaAllah, and watch this package. Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ta'ala, ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Introduction to Tawizate Attariya. Tawizate Attariya. Till the recording of this introduction, Tawizate Attariya are being delivered free of cost just for earning the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal at about 850 locations in Pakistan and at more than 280 locations outside Pakistan. The grief-stricken ummah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is also consoled through 12 services, which also include the facility of home delivery available via mobile phones and at the website of Dawat-e-Islami. Spiritual blessings. By the spiritual sight of Sheikh-e Tariqat, Maulana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadiri Razavi, Damat Barakatuhumul Aliyah, the great spiritual and scholarly luminary of the 15th century, approximately 335,000 patients and their representatives are benefited through the delivery of more than 500,000 tawizat and arad monthly for the pleasure of Allah Almighty. In this way, approximately 4 million grief-stricken people are provided with about 7 million tawizat and arad free of cost. Stalls for Islamic sisters. Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal, the stalls for Islamic sisters are also set up weekly at 102 locations in Pakistan, where the dealings for tawizat takes place between Islamic sisters only. Thousands of Islamic sisters are benefited monthly from these stalls. The number of these stalls will be gradually increased within the country and abroad, inshallah azza wa jal. Maktubate Attariya. Countless letters, slips and emails are received by Amir-e Ahl-e Sunnah and the Majlis every month. By the spiritual sight of Amir-e Ahl-e Sunnah, Damat Barakatuhumul Aliyah, the answers to these problems are provided to more than 100,000 Islamic brothers and sisters by hand, via emails or by postal service with the facility of home delivery. Online Istikhara. Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal, there remains a rush of phone calls every day from the people across the globe who contact for conducting the Istikhara.
As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
On a monthly basis, approximately 65,000 Islamic brothers contact through this service. Spiritual care and istikhara. Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal, a serial name, Ruhani Ilaj or Istikhara, is televised live on Madani Channel twice a week. Ijtimaat are held for consoling the dejected Islamic brothers at various cities within and outside Pakistan by the Majlis. In these ijtima'at, Salatul Hajat is offered, Sunnah-inspiring speeches are delivered, and ijtima'i dua is made. In addition, Istikhara service, a special treatment for the patients of jaundice and cure of ailments through Tawizate Attariya are also arranged in these ijtima'at. Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal, thousands of Islamic brothers attend these ijtima'at and many of them become regular in attending the weekly ijtima'at and several travel with the Madani Kafla on the spot. Istikhara via email. Service of Istikhara via email is also available on the website of Dawat-e-Islami. Hundreds of requests are received through it daily. Online cart. Through the facility of cart service available on the website of Dawat-e-Islami, Islamic brothers and sisters from the entire world send their problems in writing by using the online cart service to the Majlis of cart. The Majlis carries out cart daily. Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal, cart service is provided to more than 1,080,000 people annually. Ruhani Ilaj, spiritual care. Through the facility of Ruhani Ilaj on the website of Dawat-e-Islami, the dejected people from the entire world get the remedy for their problems. adversities, unemployment, jinns, and magic. Through thousands of Islamic brothers and sisters use this service, and by the spiritual sight of Amir Ahle Sunnah, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya, Maktubato Tawizate At-Tariya are delivered to them by post. Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal, countless grief-stricken and distressed people are being benefited by this service as well. Email service. Amir Ahle Sunnah, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya and the Majlis receive thousands of emails daily from all over the world, in which Islamic brothers and sisters mention their problems and other issues and request to make dua for them. The email address is attar@dawatislami.net. Service for becoming a murid. Thousands of people use this service available on the website of Dawat Islami to become attari every month. They are entered into the attariya lineage, and a letter of Amir Ahle Sunnah, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya, is also mailed to them as a reply. With the intention to facilitate the Muslim Ummah and to help out distressed people, the IT department of Dawat Islami has developed a mobile application named as Ruhani Ilaj and Istikhara. By using this app, you can make istikhara, cart, and order tawizat online by sitting at home. You can also learn many wazaif from this app in various languages. Moreover, this app is wonderfully designed and has a user-friendly interface.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Viewers of Madani Channel, if you watch that package, that's just one department of Dawat Islami. And you can see everything that's integral within that department. So many things are happening. And you know, although I was going to, I mean, and I will mention briefly the what is happening here in the UK, but it amazes me the figures and the amount of work that is happening at the moment. And this is just one department of 107 departments. And you can understand here the infrastructure, that is the logistics that are involved in running such an organization like Dawat Islami. Here in the UK, with regards to Tawizat At-Tariya, then alhamdulillah, we have the Basti in virtually every building that Dawat Islami owns in the UK, or wherever ishtamas are taking place every week. Approximately, I think, maybe 45 or 50 ishtamas, or weekly ishtamas, are taking place every week. And the istikhara, the Tawizat Maktab is there as well. We have an istikhara Maktab where you can phone. I think that's open 6 days a week, where you can phone up and get istikhara and get tawizat delivered to you as well. Here, also, they mentioned there that for the sisters as well, that within the Pakistan, there are more than 100 locations. Here in the UK, alhamdulillah, we have locations, several locations across the UK, where sisters, tawizat, tariya, maktabs are, the stalls are taking place as well, where sisters can come, discuss the situation and get an appropriate tawizat as well. Where that is not possible, then they can send the emails to us, they can write to us, they can phone us, and the tawizat are posted out to them as well. They also mention on there that, you know, the Spiritual Cures program, every Friday night, I think at 8 o'clock, 8 p.m. live on Madani Channel, where you can phone in with your spiritual cures, whatever istikhara you wish to do, and inshallah there and then we'll do it. As a result of that istikhara, and as a result of that spiritual cure, then the mubalik will advise you whether you need a tawizat or whether you need anything else, and he will direct you to a local maktab. So this is, alhamdulillah, just one department of Dawat Islami. And this is, again, active not only here in the UK, but active all around the world as well. And mainly, the figures that were mentioned, they were mainly the figures of Pakistan, but every single country of the world this happens. And I know that recently a mubalik from here, from UK, he went around Europe to give the tarbiyat and the training for this. And so many of the European countries as well has these tawizat at-tariya maktabs as well. So please avail them, insha'Allah azawajal. And how much is the cost? You know, they didn't mention the cost, did they? Allahu Akbar. I think we need to mention the cost, don't we? The cost of a tawizat is completely free. The cost of a ruhani alaj is completely free. The cost is tahara. Is completely free. All of this service, all them people that are working behind the scenes, answering those letters, giving you the spiritual cures, giving you the istikhara, everything that you saw there is completely free. Completely free, which again is a very important thing that I want to just mention now, is that there are some people out there that are charging you and saying it's from Dawat Islami. Remember this, one of the things that Dawat Islami is, it provides its services completely free. So this Tawizat-e At-Tariya, this istikhara maktab, all of these ruhani alaj, is completely free. So these things that are provided, they are provided completely free of charge. And here in the UK, you can avail them and they are completely free of charge. So please bear that in mind. You know, we are getting messages of certain people that are trying to take advantage of the situation and charge people then. But remember this, it's completely free. Be it a tawizat, be it a ruhani alaj, be it qat, be it istikhara, whatever it is completely free. So please avail these services, and inshallah azwajil, you can benefit from them as well. And one thing I would like to request our viewers at the moment, that if you contact your, with regards to the current lockdown situation, there's a dua that Amir al-Sunnah has written, and he said that if you, you know, put this on the doors, on your doors, then inshallah azza wa jal, this current illness, you will not be affected by that. And alhamdulillah, the Tawizat At-Tari Maktab here in the UK, what they have done is they have wrote them out, they've been writing them out, then they've been plastic coating them, because here in the UK, obviously it rains, and a lot of countries it rains as well. They plastic coat them, and again, they're handing them out to people so that they can put them on their doors, so that inshallah azza wa jal, nobody in this household will be affected by this illness. So contact your local Tawizat-e Attariya Maktab or local Adres and Istikhara number that is, I don't know if we can have it now, the UK number on the screen, I don't know if that's possible, and I'll try and find it when we have a break inshallah, and I'll get back to you. But contact them, ask for them, for one of them, and stick it on your door. And again, how much does that cost? Completely free. So please take advantage of these services of Dawah Islami. Before the break, we were talking about the respect that we need to give to our elders, the respect that is due to them. There was an incident where Imam Ahmad Hanbal, rahmatullahi ta'ala, he arrived at a stream. Yeah? He arrived at a stream and he saw that a sinner was sitting at a riverbank and washing his hands and face. In the meanwhile, the great leader arrived there and sat a short distance from him and started performing the wuzu. When that person noticed, see what happened, there was a stream and so the water was flowing. And this person, that it was a known sinner, a known transgressor, he was sitting there and he was washing himself, he was performing wuzu. Imam Ahmad Hanbal, rahmatullahi ta'ala, he sat down the stream and so the water was flowing to him. Now this person, he saw that. And he thought to himself that, you know, my water that I'm washing, you know, the dirty water of my hands is going towards him, even though the water is purified from a Sharia point of view. And out of respect, what he did is he got up and he moved down, further down. He moved further down the stream out of respect for this great scholar. And it said that when he passed away, someone saw him in a dream and he was in the gardens of paradise. And he said, when he was asked of that, how you lived your life committing all these sins, how? And he said, by the blessing of showing respect to Sayyidina Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahmatullahi ta'ala, Allah azwajal, forgive me. Allahu Akbar. So this is the respect of the scholars. This is the respect that we need to give the people that have knowledge. And again, I want to share with you a personal experience that I did not know the status. This is a maybe about, talking about 20 years ago, I'd only just come into the mahal of Dawat Islami, and I was traveling to Multan, the Multan Ishtama. And the Multan Ishtama was the annual event that used to take place. It was a three-day Ishtama, and people from all over Pakistan and people from all over the world used to come. And, you know, it was thousands and thousands of people. It was a sea of people. As far as the eye could see, there was people. And, you know, just to go to the, if you were in a certain camp, to go to the, where the food stalls were, the camps were, you'd maybe have a 15, 20 minute walk. It was that huge. It was such a huge place. And I remember I was traveling on a train. And those of you that are aware of the trains in Pakistan, they have benches. And so you have a bench like that that's facing each other, yeah? And they have these beds on top. And they have these benches that are facing each other. And we didn't have the benches on top. We'd only booked the seats. So we're sitting on the seats, and it was a long journey. I think from memory, we're talking about, I don't know, maybe a 19-hour train journey. So what we did is we sat there on the seat, and there was a person opposite me, and I knew he was a scholar. I knew he was a scholar, mashallah, and he was a teacher in the jamis as well. But I did not know the status, unfortunately, at that time of our scholars. And what he said to everybody in the bogey that, look, this is a long journey, we're going to get tired. So just make a little bit of space between yourself and the next person, and the person opposite, he can put his feet up on the bench and he can straighten his feet and he can get some rest. Great idea, I thought, yeah? So we all put our feet up, yeah? They put the feet up and between the person, put the feet up and so on and so on and so on. So understand, so they're in a bogey like that, they're sitting there, they put the feet up, and obviously they're sitting, their feet is touching the opposite chair. I did it, everybody else did it, but there was one person who was sitting directly opposite this scholar who didn't do it. And I said to him, you know, I said, beta, you know, it's a long journey. You know, put your feet up, you know, you're gonna get tired. You know, it's a great idea. We all need to get a bit of rest. It's the night time now. Get some rest. Put your feet up and straighten your feet and get some rest. And a few people in the bogey started to smile, and I didn't understand why. And eventually one of them spoke up and said, brother, he won't do it. And I said, why won't he do it? Yeah. And he says, because his teacher is in front of him, and he will not put his feet up next to his teacher out of respect. Allahu Akbar. This is the respect that people give the teachers, yeah, that they learn from them, the adab that they learn from them. And, you know, this is, you know, such a great thing that we are taught in Islam, that not only those people that are our parents, not only those people that are our elders, but those people that pass on knowledge to us, they also deserve that respect. And why not? Why not? Because they are passing on that knowledge from the golden chain that is passed down through generations and generations from the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the companions, to the tabi, to the tabi tabi'in, to the great scholars of the past. That's passed down to us so that we can attain that. And that great knowledge, yeah, which is a cure for our souls, that great knowledge which protects us on the day of judgment, that great knowledge that will help us in our dark and lonely graves, if only if we don't respect the person that gives us that knowledge. So this is the respect that is given to our scholars. Viewers of Mother Channel, we've now got a kalam, alhamdulillah, and I've listened to the title of the kalam, and when I saw the kalam title, I started to get a little bit upset, because kalam ponchu agar main roze anwar ke samne, you know, and I'm thinking to myself that, you know, at the moment, you know, meaning that if I get in front of the roze anwar, if I get in front of the roze rasul, if I get in front of the mausoleum of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and when I saw the title, when they sent me the package, I thought to myself that Allahu Akbar, there'll be so many people out there now, and with the current situation, that's not possible. Allahu Akbar. I pray to Allah that we all can see that day, that everybody, listen to this kalam, viewers of Mother Channel, I pray that every one of us has the opportunity. Everybody has this opportunity that we can go there and stand there. You know that when you go there, you know, words cannot express it. You know, they said to me that, can you talk about an incident that when you went there, when I went there, you just, what can you say? You know, it's, what can you say about it? Such a place. You go there and out of respect, and you know, your tears start coming down your eyes, and you think to yourself that, you know, Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed me. And the dua also comes to your heart that when you were there, that Allah, you have chosen me. You know, what have I done to have this honor? What have I done to do this status? I'm such a sinner. And yet still, Allah Azza wa Jalla, you've shown your mercy upon me. Ya Allah, that you've blessed me with this opportunity to be here. And you also see that, alhamdulillah, you know, one thing I would like to share before we go to this kalam. One thing I'd like to share to you. I was blessed with, I remember going on the Hajj. And I remember that when I went there, you had armbands, yeah? They give you bands, a different color, yellow, red, green, whatever it is. And the color that you are given as an armband, it has your identity number on it. The color signifies which part of the world that you come from. And from memory, I might be wrong, but I think ours was red from the UK. And I think people that were from India and Pakistan, they had a yellow band on them. And I remember that, you know, that seeing them, there was a huge difference. And I'm going to speaking here specifically to those brothers and sisters that are from UK and Europe, from America, from Canada, from affluent countries, from wealthy, so-called wealthy countries. Speaking to them specifically now, there was a huge difference between those people that came from these so-called affluent countries and those people that came from these countries that weren't as well off. And the huge difference that I saw was that those people that came from these countries, they didn't waste a single minute. They weren't sitting in the restaurants or the bazaars. Whenever they had opportunity, they would do the tawaf. Whenever they had an opportunity, they would do the umrah. Whenever they were in Medina Sharif and they had the opportunity, they would stand in front of the Roza Rasul. Whenever they had an opportunity, they would do Nafal Ibadat in Masjid An-Nabawi. They didn't waste a single opportunity. You know, I know of people that used to sleep outside the masjid. Why? Because they didn't want to waste the time of going to the hotel that might have been a mile away, a kilometer away, or 2 kilometers away. And this is the adab, the love and the respect that they valued that time. And you used to see the people there. And I remember meeting one person. And, you know, he said to me that, what a beautiful person. He said to me that he'd been there for 40 years. And he used to be someone that he used to sweep. They had brushes at that time. They didn't have electricity then. They didn't have the Hoovers that we have now and everything. And he said, I was a sweeper in Masjid al-Nabvi. Allahu Akbar. And I broke my leg. And as a result of that, I was retired. And I just spend my time every single day coming to Masjid al-Nabvi. And I thought, what a fortunate person, what a lucky person that is. And I remember meeting another, and I could carry on talking to you so many stories about Masjid al-Nabvi. I remember meeting another person, and I was inspired by this person. He was such a pious person, and I could see that he was such a great Muballik of Dawat Islami as well. And I asked him, I said, look, brother, you know, we could do with people like you in England. Come to England, you know, come to England and say, you know, then talk to the people there, inspire them, bring them to the deen. And he said to me, I will ask you one question. I'll ask you one question. If you say yes, I will come with you to England. I said, okay, ask me the question. He said, have you got the Rosa Rasul in England? I said, no. He said, then I don't want to come. He said, every day I can say the Rosa Rasul. Every day I can go and give Salatu Salam. Every day I can read Namaz in Masjid al-Nabvi. Tell me, what have you got? What have you got? You got money? You've got nothing. And I realized that, yes, I have nothing. We have nothing. Allahu Akbar. Fortunate are those people that become the true lovers of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that are fortunate that they can go to Masjid al-Nabvi, fortunate that they can sit there and give salatu wasalam, fortunate that they can go there and take the blessings from that beautiful place. We're going to now listen to a kalam, insha'Allah azza wa jal. But I pray, first and foremost, I pray to Allah azza wa jal that everybody, every Muslim around the world, every Muslim, I pray, ya Allah, all the Muslims around the world, whatever the situation is, rich or poor, old or young, strong or weak, ya Allah azza wa jal, bless all of the ummah with the ability to perform the Hajj. Bless all of the ummah to go and stand in front of the Rosa Rasul. Bless them all with the ability so that they can sit there. You know, again, so many things I want to say to you, viewers of Madri Channel, that, you know, whenever at the end of an ishtama, that we're standing up and we do our salatu wasalam, I just close my eyes and I think to myself, ya Allah, you know, we have been blessed with an opportunity to send salatu wasalam, ya Allah. In that list of those fortunate people that are being able to go and stand in front of the Rosa Rasul, stand in front of the mausoleum of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and send salatu wasalam, ya Allah, write my name. Ya Allah, write my name in that list that I can also go and send salatu wasalam in front of the Rosa Rasul. Yes, I know that my salatu wasalam will get there, but ya Allah, please, ya Allah, please, give us the opportunity that we can go there as well. Inshallah, we're now going to listen to the kalam, inshallah, and then we'll get back to the topic of the day as well. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Madina, 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 انور کے سامنے پہنچوں اگر میں روزے انور کے سامنے سب حال دل بیان کرو سرور کے سامنے سب حال دل بیان کرو سرور کے سامنے پہنچوں اگر میں روزہ انور کے سامنے پہنچوں اگر میں روزہ انور کے سامنے جالی پکڑ کے عرض کرو حال دل کبھی جالی پکڑ کے عرض کرو حال دل کبھی جالی پکڑ کے عرض کرو حال دل کبھی آنسو بہاؤں میں کبھی ممبر کے سامنے آنسو بہاؤں میں کبھی ممبر کے سامنے سب حال دل بیان کرو سرور کے سامنے سب حال دل بیان کرو سامنے ہر دم یہ آرزو ہے مدینے کے چاند سے ہر دم یہ آرزو ہے مدینے کے چاند سے ہر دم یہ آرزو ہے مدینے کے چاند سے بستر فقیر کا وہ تیرے در کے سامنے بستر فقیر کا وہ تیرے در کے سامنے سب حال دل بیان کرو سرور کے سامنے سب حال دل بیان کرو سرور کے سامنے پہنچوں اگر میں روزہ انور کے سامنے پہنچوں اگر میں روزہ انور کے سامنے کیوں روکتے ہو خلد سے مجھ کو ملائکہ خلد سے مجھ کو ملائکہ کیوں روکتے ہو خلد سے مجھ کو ملائکہ اچھا چلو تو شافع محشر کے سامنے اچھا چلو تو شافع محشر کے سامنے سب حال دل بیان کرو سرور کے سامنے سب حال دل بیان کرو سرور کے سامنے سامنے ہے قادری جمیل کی یہ عرض آخری ہے قادری جمیل کی یہ عرض آخری ہے قادری جمیل کی یہ عرض آخری اس کی روزہ اطہر کے سامنے او قبر اس کی روزہ اطہر کے سامنے سب حال دل بیان کرو سرور کے سامنے سب حال دل بیان کرو سر سامنے پہنچوں اگر میں روزہ انور کے سامنے پہنچوں اگر میں روزہ انور کے سامنے
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ویوز آف مدنی چینل You know, when I was listening to that kalam, a thought came to my mind that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam only those people can go to Masjid an-Nabawi who are invited there. Unless you are given the permission to go there, no matter what you do, no matter how wealthy you are, no matter what your status is, no matter what you are, you know, if only you are given permission, then you will be given there. And as I was listening to that kalam, I thought to myself that how long has it been since you have been there? Is it because you don't have money? Is it because you don't have time? No. No. It's because that bulawa has not happened. Because the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has not allowed me to come. And maybe that's because of the sins that we commit. Maybe it's because of that us sinners, we are not fortunate enough to be blessed with that. To be blessed with that journey, to be blessed with being able to go there. To be able to go and stand in the Rose Rasul. To be able to go and stand there and give Salatu Salam. Who are we? What status do we have? You know, from our head to our toes, we committed so many sins. It is only through the mercy of Allah and the mercy of His Rasul that we are blessed with the opportunity to go there. Fortunate are those people that are buried in Jannat al-Baqi, the dua that he said at the end, Ya Allah, give me the opportunity to be buried there. Ya Allah, we do dua, Ya Allah, please. We know that we are sinners. We know that we have erred. We know that we have made mistakes. We know that we are not worthy of being able to go there, Ya Allah. But yeah, we are the ummati of your beloved. Ya Allah, for the sake of your beloved, Ya Allah. For the sake of your beloved, Ya Allah. Grant every Muslim, not just me, I pray for all the Muslims around the world that Ya Allah, give all the Muslims the opportunity to go and perform the Hajj, go and perform the Umrah. Give every Muslims around the world to be able to go and visit Masjid al-Nabi, go and stand in front of the Rose Rasul, go and give Salatu Wasalam there. Give all the Muslims around the world, Ya Allah. I know if we look at our sins, then we are not worthy. We know that. But Ya Allah, we are the ummati of your beloved, and we ask you, we beg thee, Ya Allah, to give us the opportunity to be able to go and make that journey as regular as possible. And fortunate are those people. And they are only fortunate through the mercy of Allah. They're only fortunate through the fact that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam calls them, that they are able to make that sacred journey. Ya Allah, I pray that we are able to make that sacred journey. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I pray to Allah azza wa jal that this situation that we're all in now disappears. Viewers of Madri Channel, we're talking about our respect today of our elders. And just to basically sum up for you, viewers of Madri Channel, we need to learn to respect our elders, respect those people that are not just our mother and father, but our uncles and aunties ourselves. Respect our elder brothers and our elder sisters as well. The elder brother has the status of the father. The elder sister has the status of the mother. Respect the friends of your fathers. Respect the friends of your mothers. Yeah, and it is said that it will please your father if you respect or give time to your friends of your father, that when they pass away. And furthermore, finally, if any of your elders have passed away, then remember, continue to do good deeds for them so that they can benefit them as well. And alhamdulillah, one of the best ways to do good deeds for them is attaching yourself to the mahal of Dawud Islami. By attaching yourself to this beautiful mahal, then inshallah, you can accumulate inshallah these good deeds with the intention that I pass them on to my father, to my mother that has passed away. Keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end and the sun will rise and shine. Even the darkest night will end and the sun will rise and shine. And the sun will rise and shine.